Brenda Bruce, Clive Morton, and Alexander John in Host Planet Earth, a serial in six parts by Anne Howell and Colin Cooper. A new discovery enables spacecraft to reach distant regions of the universe within weeks instead of years.
The first manned rocket is now ready to go into orbit.
Host Planet Earth.
If it goes as well as the dummy run, we're going to make history, Harry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you can't wait for the launching.
I've seen them go up before, Nat. Pretty well routine now.
Yes, but this one... No, would you put those over there, please?
I've got to go to London to see Professor Tate. Nothing on your mind?
No.
Sure?
Oh, Harry, I know this baby like the back of my own hand. And we've got a good team.
I know, Nat. Professor Tate... may have some message for you. Stay near the phone.
Well, don't you worry. I shan't stray far today. It's funny they don't come up. You'd think they'd be keen, especially Ormskirk. Wouldn't want to see if his theory is going to work.
None of us will know until the preliminary orbiting is completed. He might as well stay in London till then.
The final medical report.
Any snags?
They're 100%. Oh, I wish I was going up too.
Personally, I don't envy them. Well, I'd better be off. Don't forget, stay near that phone.
You're very quiet.
Hmm.
You look worried.
Aren't you? Well, aren't you?
Harry, I'm scared.
We'll be there soon.
Perhaps we're fools.
Perhaps.
If he knows already...
No, he'd have stopped it.
But Ormskirk...
Ormskirk's a big fish, but not big enough to swallow Tate.
I hope you're right. I wish I knew what it meant.
Scientists aren't concerned with meanings. Only with knowledge, with facts.
Haven't you any idea?
Oh, clear these questions. Let's keep them for the old man. Bloomsbury, how long has this been a one-way street?
Over 2 years.
Oh, I'll never get used to it.
Harry, when you leave...
I'm not leaving.
I'm glad. I'd feel lost without you.
Since it was chiefly on your account that I applied for a transfer, I find that ironic.
Oh, Harry, I know how you feel, but... oh, I don't know, they're all so dedicated.
So they should be.
You know what I mean. Goodness knows we scientists aren't always the most sociable of people, but there are times when, well, a rocket site can be a lonely place, especially for a woman.
For us, too.
I'm glad you've changed your mind in spite of everything.
I didn't change it. They rejected my application. So I'll have to get used to seeing you around. They've made this a one-way street.
You said that before.
Did I?
Harry, are you all right?
What?
Are you all right? Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right.
Well, I thought...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Claire.
Sorry. I'm so edgy these days.
You work too hard. You talk about dedication, but you're as bad as any of them.
You don't think
no.
that I...
No, of course not. You know, the chap who eventually does marry you is going to have a rough time of it. Calculus for breakfast, the quantum theory for lunch, and a piping hot dish of spatial physics for dinner.
Sour grapes. And you've left out tea. What about the second law of thermodynamics? Warmed up from yesterday. Harry, look out.
What?
Well, that bus, you nearly...
I don't know what made me. Claire.
What is it? Oh, stop. Harry, stop the car.
I can't. No!
Editor. No, hold it for the late edition. And if you see Holland, tell him from me... Oh, forget it. He's just come in. What kept you?
Nowhere to park. My pay won't run to fines for obstruction.
What about the torso?
Nothing.
Nothing? I'm holding the front page for the stories from you...
Just listen a moment, will you, please? Simpson went. He'll be on his way back now. I'm onto something more interesting.
More interesting than torsos?
Road accidents.
Oh, I might have known. I suppose they're going up again.
Only in certain parts of the country.
Well?
There are 15 areas which show a significant increase in the accident rate. I got reports from the leading insurance companies. Here.
Royal West Insurance, slight drop in claims for month ending. What's this, David? You said increases.
Well, they had a road safety week in Bristol. It upset the averages for a week or two. Then things went back to normal.
Meaning an increase?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Harrod Union, Phoebus, Star Alliance Universe, they all report an increase in claims.
Been on to the local authorities?
They're mostly minor accidents, not even big enough to reach the police courts.
If there's been a rise in minor accidents, there's been a rise in major accidents, too.
Mm-hmm. But not big enough to be noticed.
David, I'm not being skeptical, but surely there's nothing significant about this. Road accidents have been going up steadily for years.
Come over and look at this map. This is Stowmarket, 5 miles from a rocket site.
So?
Here's Burnley, where they make pressure gauges used in rockets. Walsall, where they have a plant for processing Ledgeroy.
What the devil's Ledgeroy?
A very light and very strong alloy.
Used in rockets?
How did you guess? All these places have had abnormally high accident rates in the last 6 months.
Oh, coincidence.
Maybe, but... Every one of these 15 areas contains at least one industry connected in some way with rockets.
Every one, eh?
Except Bloomsbury.
Oh, yes. Not a heavily industrialized area.
Bloomsbury goes one better. It's got an institute. The Institute of Stellar Research. It's also got the second highest road accident rate.
Who's got the highest?
Stowmarket, where the actual rocket site is. Can I follow it up?
Yes. Follow it up. We'll never be able to print a damn thing, but follow it up.
Now then. Now, what have we got here?
Thank goodness you've come. Is he all right?
Oh, just give us time, miss. Yeah, well, he's breathing. Doesn't seem too bad. We'll soon have him in hospital. I'll sort him out. Right, now. Easy now. Easy.
What happened?
Oh, don't bother us now, mate.
Was it an accident?
Look, there's a copper over there. You ask him. We've got our hands full. More name steps, Bob.
Right. Didn't happen to witness it, did you, sir?
No, I didn't.
Pity, we never get enough witnesses.
What happened?
Oh, car out of control. Hit a lamppost. They're lucky to be alive.
The steering fail?
We don't know yet. Looked all right to me.
People in it, who were they?
Could you be a relative?
Well, I could be, yes.
Hmm. Harold Benson appeared to be driving. Claire Stewart was the passenger. Lucky than he was, not a scratch on her.
There must be a reason. Got to be a reason.
It happens every day. Motorists, they're stark mad. Stark raving mad, the lot of them. Not fit to push prams, let alone drive a lethal weapon like a car. Oh, no offense, like, if you're a relative.
What do they do? What's their occupation?
Scientists of some sort. But if you're not related to either of them...
Scientists?
What you might call the intellectual type. They're often the worst. Absent-minded. Of course, they could have been working too hard, mental fatigue or something, but... Hey! You can't follow him in there.
Harry. Harry.
Are you Miss Stewart?
Yes. Who are you?
I'd like you to tell me what happened.
Are you a doctor?
Not exactly.
You're not police?
Let's just say that I have an interest in accidents, especially when they involve scientists.
What do you mean?
Did something happen to this man before the accident?
You've no right to ask these questions. The doctor...
He's trying to say something.
Tate. Claire. Tate.
Tate?
It's all right, Harry. You're safe.
So, Tate.
Are you a relative?
No.
If you're depressed, I must ask you to leave.
There's a very good reason why
I can't think of one, and I'm sure that you can't. Now, would you please go?
I only want to know what's wrong with him.
Suspected concussion, contusions, possibly a fractured collarbone, and maybe one or two cracked ribs into the bargain. Satisfied?
Why did it happen?
Don't waste my time, man. Go and ask the police.
If you want my opinion...
I don't think anyone wants your opinion. Now, will you please go away? I'm very busy and you're upsetting my patient.
Tate, Professor Tate must get... Professor Tate...
An accident? Should this interest me?
Yes, Professor Tate. It involved two scientists.
Indeed.
Their names are Claire Stewart and Harold Benson.
I didn't know... How are they?
Miss Stewart was unhurt. Benson may have concussion, according to the hospital.
I'm very sorry to hear it. What is your interest in the matter?
I'm investigating road accidents in certain areas.
And how did this particular accident happen?
No one knows. The car just went out of control.
Benson's driving was never in the highest class, I seem to remember.
Did I say he was driving?
I naturally assumed.
Professor Tate, I'd like to ask this question. Are all scientists bad drivers?
What do you mean?
Well, I've been looking at some figures. The accident rate among scientists is 3 times the national average. Isn't that rather high?
Oh, you can read many things into statistics.
I'll tell you what I read into them. Something's making these accidents happen.
Any profession involving a high pressure of work would probably reveal the same sort of picture.
Last week, a man, scientist, died in an isolation hospital.
Indeed.
He, too, had a car accident. He, too, was taken to a general hospital. But while still unconscious, he was transferred to an isolation hospital, where he died.
How did you know that?
I came across it.
I hope you aren't going to publish it.
Any reason why I shouldn't?
Mr. Holland, you obviously know more about this affair than I had suspected. I'm going to tell you something in the strictest confidence. Will you respect that confidence?
Of course.
Well, then... For some time, a mysterious illness has been attacking our people. Not all of them, but some. Too many. It strikes very suddenly, without warning. Recovery is usually complete and takes place within a few minutes. Unfortunately, some cases, like Benson's, take longer.
And some don't recover at all.
We don't think it's infectious, and it's certainly not radiation. We're working on the theory that some unidentified toxin is affecting an enzyme in the brain.
According to my information, this began 6 months ago. It only involves people working on space projects. What's the connection?
I've told you all I know.
Then can I consider myself free to speculate on the dangers of rocket research? In print?
You put me in an impossible position. Very well, I'll be frank with you. 6 months ago, an important discovery was made, one that concerned rockets, a revolutionary discovery. I must ask you to make no mention of this to anyone. I cannot overstress the importance of maintaining secrecy for the time being.
6 months ago.
Coinciding with the beginning of the sickness.
So there is a connection.
It would seem so.
But what?
Mr. Holland, if you're able to find a reason, however far-fetched, however improbable, for goodness sake, let us know.
Sedative, I think, sister. He's very restless. Phenobarb, 200 milligrams. Yes, we'll see if that does the trick. You know, you should rest, Miss Stewart.
I must stay with him.
Don't you think it would be better...
Please, Doctor.
Very well. But you may not be helping him as much as you think.
He's going to be all right, isn't he?
Yes, yes. The X-ray shows there's nothing broken. The bruises are only superficial. It's only a question of keeping a constant vigil over him for risk of concussion. While the injuries, he's in fine physical condition. Reflexes, pulse, blood pressure and respiration virtually normal. Well, we always have to watch for concussion and delayed shock. Tell me, was he perhaps a little agitated, nervous before the crash?
No, I don't think so.
Never mind. Just thought he might have had something worrying him. Ah, here's Nurse with the tools. Would you rather not stay while I inject?
I must.
I wish some of our students would show such resolution. Roll up his sleeve, sister.
Oh, no.
Now, take it easy, old man. This will make you sleep.
Harry.
It's all right, monsieur. We're not going to hurt him.
But he pulled his arm away. He doesn't
it's
want to.
It's only a routine injection.
All right, sister. We'll try again.
No.
It's only an injection, Harry, to help you relax.
Close him, sister.
I'm trying to.
Right.
Good, you rest now. I wish you would too, Miss Stuart.
Dr. Edwards.
What?
His arm. Look at his arm.
Oh, my God.
Is it leakage?
It can't be.
I've never seen a reaction like that before. Have you, Doctor?
Yes. It looks a... It's a bite.
Bite?
Yeah. What do you think, Rathbone?
If we switched on the secondary circuit.
Think so?
We could try it.
Ormskirk, there's been another accident.
Oh, and Rathbone, that test we did yesterday, I'd like to run it again without the expansion factor.
Did you hear what I said? Two of our best...
Hello, Tate.
Ormskirk, this has got to stop.
My dear fellow, do you ever feel tired, nervy, irritable?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Of course you do. We all do. Don't blame it on the atom bomb. So why should you blame these accidents on my rocket?
That's an entirely false analogy, and you know it.
My dear Tate, if you can prove a connection, I'll gladly agree to an inquiry.
But how can I prove anything until we have an inquiry? That's what inquiries are for.
Well, you're a biochemist. Why don't you look into it yourself?
I have. Whatever it is, it's not organic.
It's not my department.
Ormskirk, I appeal to you. Hold things up until we can investigate.
Quite impossible.
You must.
We can't, Professor Tate. There is another rocket leaving today.
Today?
Uh-huh. The countdown has already begun.
Why wasn't I told?
Weren't you?
You know damn well I wasn't.
Oh, well, we didn't want to alarm you. You see, this one's manned.
Manned? I don't believe you. Is this true, Rathbone?
An interstellar space probe is leaving today. It contains two men.
But you're not ready. You're not...
It's now or never. We could go on sending up unmanned ships indefinitely and still not know all we want to know.
You must be absolutely crazy.
Is progress crazy? Is that what you think? You want to halt progress? You're scared, Tate. Too scared to take a step forward. One tiny step into the unknown. Tell me any advance in science that wasn't. You can't.
Well, that's not the point.
I've made a discovery. I think it's important. What do you want me to do with it? Lock it up until the Russians or the Americans or the Chinese or the Eskimos get hold of it. I didn't invent the chute theory. It was there, waiting to be discovered. I was only the first. Other people will discover it. It's inevitable. And they may not have the same scruples. What are you going to tell the world then? That we knew all the time? We're going to tell them that. We knew it. But we were too scared to make use of it.
Ormskirk, you're a brilliant man. I'm not disputing it. You bridged a gulf in progress which might have been a gulf of centuries. You've done it in a few years, and you've done it alone. Rathbone, do you have a full grasp of the chute theory?
Well,
no, of course you don't. You only know the aspects which are relevant to your work, and the same applies to the others. Isn't that so, Ormskirk?
I suppose so. Only I know the theory in its entirety. So only I can put it into practice with any hope of success.
There you are. Even your right-hand man doesn't know it all. Is it likely there's another man in the world today capable of making the same discovery?
There's always a possibility.
You're racing against yourself, Ormskirk.
Very well. But consider this. If I die before I've completed my work, proved my rockets, transmitted my knowledge, progress may be held back for years. I will not take that risk.
Then I will. You might as well know that I intend to force an inquiry.
I'm no longer a young man, Tate. The chute theory represents my life's work. I won't be deprived of the ultimate satisfaction. Theory put into practice.
I'm sorry, Ormskirk, for your sake, but I must try.
You'll make a fool of yourself.
Believe me, I hope so. I hope with all my heart that you're right and I'm wrong. Yes, I suppose I must. Yes. Get me the Home Office as quickly as possible, please.
I haven't got an outside line at the moment, sir. Should I call you back?
I'll wait.
I won't keep you long.
Do something for him, sister.
We're doing all we can.
He's so restless.
That last sedative should take effect soon. It's slower orally, but we don't want to inject again. You're only upsetting yourself by staying here. Why don't you go and rest?
I'm all right.
There's such a thing as delayed shock, you know.
Dr. Edwards said that I could stay.
No doubt he had his reasons. But I must ask you not to upset the patient.
Upset him? I'm helping him.
You'll help most by keeping calm yourself.
I want him to feel that I'm staying beside him. I want him to know that he's safe.
No. Safe? We're not going to hurt
him. No.
Hadn't you better get Dr. Edwards?
Dr. Edwards has been on continuous duty for 10 hours.
This restlessness, it worries me.
The patient has been given an adequate sedative.
But look at him.
Miss Stewart. I have a ward full of other patients to look after, and many of them are suffering far more.
This is more than it seems.
You must allow us to be the best judge of that.
Oh, what's the use of talking? You won't even listen.
Very well. I'll go and find Dr. Edwards.
Oh, damn the girl. I was just going off duty.
You gave her permission to stay.
I wish to God I hadn't. Well, what does she want?
She wants to see you. She's not satisfied with anything I tell her.
Sister, I'm dead beat. Can't you tell her we're doing all we can? Surely you know what to say to people in these circumstances.
If I had my way, she wouldn't be there at all.
Well, you'll have to make her understand. I suspect a disturbed mental state beforehand. It may take weeks.
I'd rather you spoke to her yourself, Doctor.
Oh, all right, I'll come along.
The sedative hasn't had any effect whatever.
Yes, it's a bit of a problem, not being able to inject.
Come in.
It's you again.
Any chance of seeing Harold Benson?
Visiting hours are over.
I'm sorry to be a nuisance. It's very important.
His condition is unchanged. I've nothing to add.
Give me a break, Doc. There's something I don't understand. I only want a little information.
I don't see why I should be expected to provide it, even if I had it.
It's not for publication.
I've heard that one before.
For one thing, we don't know enough to run a story. For another, there's the Official Secrets Act.
Sister, I may decide to increase the sedation when I've seen him. Would you go along and prepare? I'll come as soon as I've satisfied Mr.
Holland.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, there's very little I can tell you, Mr. Holland. On the face of it, his injuries are straightforward enough, but yes, there are one or two aspects of the case that seem unusual. Well, quite frankly, at this stage, I'd rather not commit myself.
Suppose I told you that the accident was directly concerned with Benson's scientific work.
I'd already thought of that. I telephoned his employers. They assured me there could be no such possibility.
Well, they're wrong.
I've no reason to doubt their statement.
Doctor, you must take my word for it.
I don't know what to say.
What does the girl know about it?
Yes, I can't decide. She's not married to him, not even engaged, yet she won't leave his bedside, not for a moment. That has some significance. I have a feeling that she's afraid of something. Exactly what, I've no idea. I don't think she knows herself.
Doctor, will you come quickly, please?
Benson?
Yes, I don't quite know what to make of it.
Can I come with you?
I don't think any useful purpose...
Haven't I convinced you yet?
All right, come along.
It's all right. Oh, thank goodness you've come.
What are you trying to tell us?
If you don't mind, Mr. Holland. Pulse. Very much what we might expect. Eyes. All right.
Yeah. Can you hear?
Hear what, Harry?
Listen.
I'm here, Harry.
Claire, listen. Must listen.
Take it easy, old boy.
They've got... Tate, they've got...
He's unconscious. I want a constant supervision, sister.
Yes, sir.
Be ready to catheterize him. If he's not round soon, you'll have to start intravenous feeding in spite of that reaction. We'll give him an antihistamine at the same time.
I must find the telephone quickly.
Out here. Come on here. Sorry, everyone. Ah, here it is.
Oh, thank you. It is rather private.
I was with Professor Tate an hour ago.
I don't quite know where you come into this.
Now, let me explain later.
Della Research, Bloomsbury.
Extension 51, please. This is Claire Stewart. It's very urgent.
One moment, please.
I'm so afraid
that
it...
Yes, no.
Professor Tate?
This is Ormskirk.
Oh, Professor Ormskirk. It's Claire Stewart. I wanted Professor Tate. Could you transfer me, please?
I'm sorry, my dear. Professor Tate is dead.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so. He died in his office 10 minutes ago.
Oh. No. He's...
Yes. I heard.
But why? Why?
Keep your fingers crossed.
11, 10, 9, 8.
No hitches. 7, we're going to get them up there.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
First Planet Earth was written by Anne Powell and Colin Cooper and produced by Nestor Payne.